Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2015.
The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
For the latest technology news and accessibility information on cell phones, mainstream and access technology, personal medical devices, office equipment, digital audio players, and web-based and app technologies, log on to Access World, the American Foundation for the Blind's monthly technology magazine, www.afb.org/aw.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
CSUN 30, a wonderful time. It feels so mature and past the drinking age. And, drinking, I hear they do that a lot in Canada, and I thought, ooh, better to tell me about that than Gord Hudak over at Ambutech. And you know what? Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about some canes. How about that instead?
Good afternoon, Joe. Thanks for coming by the booth.
Pleasure. Full disclosure, I am holding an Ambutech cane in my left hand, and I have a holster on my right leg. So, audience members, I'm about to speak to someone knowing full well of his products.
And that's a cane that we used to call our premium cane. We're still calling it that, but we used to have a premium price for it.
That's true.
And the reason it was called a premium cane is it has a flared joint that Joe likes to call the bell-bottom joint.
That's true.
And what that joint does, it's anodized aluminum. It's extremely strong. It's a very tight-fitting joint, and yet it does not bind or stick at all.
Absolutely.
So what we've done with that joint is we've managed to get the price point down on it by ordering much higher quantities. And we've put that on all of our canes.
Oh.
So all Ambutech canes now are premium canes.
That is fantastic.
That includes our aluminum cane.
Okay.
So, there were in the past problems with that aluminum joint sticking and that kind of thing. Doesn't happen anymore. This is brand new. We're already shipping the premium joint on the graphite cane. April 1st, we're starting to ship it on the aluminum cane.
Cool, but you still have all the customization that we've come to know, the colors, the grips.
We still have the colors. We still have the three kinds of grips. We have the highlight colors. We have the 10 cane shaft colors. And there's one new thing.
Uh-huh.
It's actually a tip designed by an O&M in North Dakota.
Oh.
And it's called a disc tip.
Okay.
I'm going to let Joe describe it.
Oh, no. Wow. All right. So think of a flying saucer. Right? Kind of thing?
About 6 inches in diameter.
Bigger than your average hockey puck. You would be able to tell me about that too, wouldn't you?
Yes, I could.
Canucks fan, probably. Yeah.
Go Jets.
There we go. Okay, so I knew I'd get it out of him. It is very lightweight. I was thinking that it is about the diameter of a pot pie, to be honest. And, I had to put it in real-world terms. So, yeah, it's about a pot pie width, and it is very lightweight. It is on the bottom, kind of rounded and tapered, just like you would have on a mushroom tip. And then it's very flat on the top where it would actually connect to the cane. And the weight of it is actually, I have to balance both canes in one arm. It feels like using a Swiffer, okay? I'm going to clean the floor as I'm... No, honestly, it is very interesting that it gives some stability. And when you're tapping, it'll be very flat. You're not going to hear it very much on the carpet, but on a floor that would have linoleum or parquet or is a tile floor, that would make a very resounding sound for echolocation.
And it's really designed for constant contact. That was the method he designed it for.
Okay.
And he says it's for really rough terrain. And
or
being
snow.
From Canada, we found it works really well in snow.
Uh-huh. I jumped ahead there. So, yeah, snow, gravel.
He has some videos, actually, where he shows people using it in a plowed field.
Uh-huh.
And when he showed it to me, the first thing I thought of was snow.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And because of the flatness, I mean, it's different than, say, using a roller tip. That's also constant contact, but you get ups and downs. You can get it caught in crevices and stuff. With that, if you had something like ruts in a field, like you were going out and it was trailer ruts in a field, you'd be able to be okay with that and still have enough feeling while tapping. You don't lose anything. Because I think some people might think that it might be diffused, like you've kind of widened out the feeling of it and it doesn't feel as direct as, say, a straight cane tip or a mushroom.
And we really worked on getting the exact right angle on the bottom of this.
Yeah.
So we've had about 8 different prototypes with 8 different angles.
That is crazy.
So this is the one that seems to work the best.
Huh. Okay, so this is an option that's now available and can be added?
Actually, this is a prototype.
Okay.
We brought it to the show
to get feedback. Okay.
But we will be going into production. We're waiting for one final set of prototypes. And there's a couple of issues with it that we didn't like.
Right.
actually, you know, there's a whole
balance and weight and all of that. That it's not an easy thing to invent a new tip. So that is fascinating.
Nope. And his name is Paul Olson. He's with the North Dakota School for the Blind.
Right. Okay.
And the credit goes to him.
That is fantastic. And are you still looking into different grips? We talked about that in the past. And
we're always open to new ideas, you know us.
That's why I come by every year, if not sooner.
Our production manager says, the thing about Gord is, everything has to change.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. Well, Gord, I appreciate that. And as always, where can people find you on that new website? That new website?
We actually are launching a new website April 1st.
Uh-huh.
But it's still www.ambutech.com.
And you can follow him on Twitter and
Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And our direct line is 1-800-561-3340.
Excellent. And as I said before, I am a user of Ambutech Canes. Big fan. Gord, as always, good to see you, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
For Blind Bargains, it's Joe Steinkamp here in sunny California. Stay tuned for more. And hey, if you like what you hear, make sure you check out our weekly podcast available on this very feed, blindbargains.com.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.